Good morning, everybody. It's been a welcome back. We are holding on Lamed Ches Amid Aleph, Parshat at the two dots. Okay? We're discussing what is the bracha we make on bread, whether it's whole wheat bread or regular bread, on bread. Now, you already know what the bracha is. So, like, okay, but this is how we learned. Every single week you make this bracha, and now you're going to understand why you make it. He has taken the bread out of the ground. The Gemara is going to judge whether or not you say hamotzi with a hay or motzi without the hay. And we'll see what the difference is. Tanu Rabbanan. Mahu Omer. What does it mean in the bracha? We say hamotzi lachem min ha'aretz. Mahu Omer. What's the bracha? So the first opinion of the Tanakhama is hamotzi lachem min ha'aretz. What's the bracha we say? But Reb Nechemya, Omer Reb Nechemya disagrees, and he says, you don't say, Ha motzi lachem min haaretz, but rather we say, Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech haolam, motzi lachem min haaretz, without the hay. 38a. Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. So what are they arguing about? Let's see how Rava gives us a little bit of an explanation as to what's going on here. Amar Rava, bimotzi kuli amalo pligi de'ofik mashma. When it comes to the words motzi, without the hay, nobody argues, even the Chachamim agree, that that is in the past, and it is proper language, and therefore it is acceptable. Dichsiv, because when Bilam attempted to give a klala to Klal Yisrael, but instead of giving a klala, a curse, he gave a bracha, it said in Pasuk, kel motziam mi Mitzrayim, the Lord who has taken you out of Mitzrayim. And that is, of course, in the past. So there's the motziam without the hay, referencing an event in the past. And therefore, if one would say motzi, he would fulfill his obligation. Ki pligi biha motzi. They argue as to whether or not the words ha, circle the hay so you can identify it quickly. Ki pligi biha motzi. There is the, do you circle the hay? Givaldik. So Rabbanan, Savri Rabbanan, hold ha motzi. The words hamotzi implies de'afik mashma. It was an event in the past. De'afik was taking you out. Dichsiv, because it says in Bamidbar, it says in Dvarim, excuse me, it says hamotzi l'chamayim mitzorah chalamish. I have taken water out from the stone in the past, referencing an event in the past where water has come from a rock. But Reb Nechemya Saver, no. Hamotzi de'mafik mashma. That's talking about not an event in the past, not de'afik that I have taken out, but de'mafik that I will take out in the future and not in the past. How do we see this? Because Shenamar, because in the beginning of Parashas Va'era, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Moshe the promises, he said to them, Hamotzi eschem mitachas sivlus Mitzrayim. I will take you out from the suffering of Egypt. Not that I have taken you out, that I will take you out. Therefore, according to Nechemya, when you make the bracha, Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu melech haolam, Hamotzi lachem min haaretz, that I will take out the bread, that's not true. Because the bread is already where? It's already in your hands when you're making the bracha. And it's not in the ground. So therefore, it has to be in the past. But yet, we see Hamotzi Eschem, I have taken you out. There it's referring to something in the future. So Hamotzi means the future. It doesn't fit the bracha properly. Okay, so now what is Rabbanan going to do? It sounds like Hamotzi is a word that's talking about the future and not the past. Says the Gemara Rabbanan, Hahu. That's talking about what it's Hamotzi Eschem mitachas sivlus Mitzrayim. It's talking about Ahu, Hachi Kamarlu Kutcher Bichul Yisrael. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to Klal Yisrael. Kad mafkin luchu, when I take you out of Mitzrayim, avinu luchu milsek yechid yadidu da anuhu da afkid yachid Mitzrayim. I'm going to make an event that it's going to be known that I am the one who took you out of Mitzrayim. Oh, dechsiv, because the pasuk continues and says, v'yadatem ki ani Hashem Elokechem hamotzi. Because I am the Lord who has taken you out of Mitzrayim. So therefore, hamotzi here does not necessarily mean an event in the future, but it really means an event in the past. Okay, how does that work out? It's like similar, like, you know, I am promising you that I will do it in the past. So it's, again, it's a funny language, but it's like I'm telling you, I am going to win the World Series. And when we win the World Series, you will see that I am the greatest baseball player of all time. You understand? I'm referencing, in order to me to show you that I am the greatest baseball event player of all time, I'm telling you that it was an event that happened in the past. Even though the event didn't happen yet. It's not too weird. You got to think about this. It took me a while to figure it out, but sit and think about it. And put yourself in sentences. Again, past tense and present tense. You're allowed to speak in the past about an event in the future, even though it didn't happen yet, because you're referencing it as if it's happened already to show you the next future point. Namely, that God is the greatest player of all time. Not the greatest player. God is the greatest. Which, of course, if we just take a step back and think hashkafically about the Makos and Kriyas Yamsuf and all these things that we've learned about in the previous parshios, really, the whole goal is not to take Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. The whole goal is to see that God is the greatest thing of all time. Okay. Now the Gemara is going to tell us a little bit of a story. Okay? Mishtabchin le'rabbanan le'Reb Zeira. The Chachamim were praising to Reb Zeira. And Bar Razvid, the son of Razvid, Achua de Reb Shimon Bar Razvid, the brother of Reb Shimon Bar Razvid, the Adam Godelhu, that he was the greatest, Ubaki bebrachosu, and he was an expert in brachos. Amalem Reb Zeira said, L'kishiyav liyadchem, when he comes to you, to your hand, literally, Hevi liyadi, bring him to me. So Zim the Chadik l'legabe, one time he came to visit them, Afik l'urif, the Reb Zeira took out a piece of bread, Pasach li'omer, and then this child prodigy said, Motzi. He didn't say Hamotzi, but he said Motzi. So all of a sudden, like Reb Nechemya, and now like the Chachamim. Amar. So then Reb Zeira said, Zehu Shomer Lav Adam Gadol. This is your saying, this guy is a big guy, he's an Adam Gadol. Ubaki bebrachosu, and he's an expert in brachos. Bishlama, it would have made sense had he said Hamotzi. Turning over to Amid Beis, Ashmin and Taima, I would have learned something. Hamotzi lechem and aretz, and would have seen that very complicated pasuk is referring to an event in the past, even though it was in the future, I would have seen what a gadol was. Ve'ashmin and hilchas tekara, but I would learn the halachas like the rabbanan. Eladama motzi, but he says motzi. Ma'ikamash malon, what's the chiddush? What am I learning from him? What did we say about motzi before? That even though we pasken hamotzi, nevertheless motzi fits for both rabbanan. I mean, the rabbanan would admit that motzi would be yotze zayin. Says the Gemara now clarifies. V'iyu da'avid, the reason why Hitaka did that, made the bracha of motzi, was la'afuke naiv shebipluksa, was to avoid the machlokas. Because according to both opinions, if you say the words motzi, you do fulfill your requirements. Now the Gemara paskin vilchasa ha motzi lachem en aretz. We paskin ha motzi lachem en aretz, that one who has bread says ha motzi. I hope so, because that's the bracha you have been making your entire life. The kaim alon, because we hold kirabon, we hold like the rabon. Damri, the afik mashma, that hamotzi means an event in the past. You could ask yourself the following question, and that is, even the rabbanon agreeing that motzi is an event in the past, why did the rabbanon say that you should make a bracha of motzi and not hamotzi? It's a good question. Okay, now moving on to vegetables. Okay, we're moving on to vegetables. That works for you? For those who eat those vegetables. Vel yirakos omer. Borei peri ha'adama. On vegetables, you say the bracha, we learned this in the Mishnah, that you make a bracha of borei peri ha'adama. So the Gemara now is going to deal with cooked or heated up vegetables as to what bracha you should make on them. Do you continue to make the bracha of borei peri ha'adama? K'tani, we learned in the Mishnah, yirakos dum yedepas is similar to bread. That, right, that was learned in the, because I learned in the same Mishnah. Ma pas, just like bread, nishtan al yadeh, or that's changed through a fire, the dough and the flour becomes cooked in the oven, and you make the bracha af yirakos, so too these yirakos that we're referring to in the Mishnah are also nami, shenishtan al yadeh, or that they've been changed through the fire. And yet, you still make the bracha, borei peri ha'adama, like you did initially. So what do we see? That the bracha of vegetables doesn't change if you cook them. So fellas, when you have cooked bananas, whatever, when you have cooked tomatoes, you still make a bracha of borei peri ha'adama. Now again, you might ask yourself, who's having cooked tomatoes? Women like it. Okay, anyway, I'm sure maybe some of you like it. Amar of Noi, Mishmei Dabai, Zosomeris. This tells us, shalakos, cooked vegetables, Vivarchin Aleh, borei peri ha'adama, you make a bracha. We don't say that since there's been a change, the bracha has been changed. Darish Rav Chista Mishum Rabbeinu. Rav Chista learned in the name of Rabbeinu Umanu, who's his Rebbe. Rav Chista, Rav Shalakos Mivarchin Aleim Borei Pri Adama. On the Shalakos, on cooked vegetables, you make a Borei Pri Adama. V'Rabosenu Yordim Eretz Yisrael. And the rabbis who came down from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Umanu, who was that? Ula. And he said it Mishmei Rabbi Yochanan Amar. He said it in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Shalakos, cooked vegetables. Mivarchin Aleihen. Shehakol Niyeh Bidvaro. He changes and he says on the cooked vegetables, Yitaka make a bracha of Shehakol. That since they have been changed when they have been cooked, therefore their bracha has changed from Borei Pri Adama to that of Shehakol. So you have machlekes between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan vis-a-vis cooked vegetables. Comes along Rav Chista. And I say the following. Shkol shetchilaso bari pri adama, any vegetable that the normal people eat it raw, and therefore you make a bari pri adama, shalako, when you cook it, and you change it, and it goes down in level from what it was initially, that normally people don't eat it cooked, therefore you don't make a bracha of bari pri adama, but rather you make a bracha of shahakol niyebidvara. Because the rule is, if you bring it down a level, the bracha changes. V'chol shetchilaso shakol niyebidvaro. But anything that initially you make a bracha of shakol niyebidvaro. Because normal people don't eat it raw. There are certain vegetables that you don't eat raw, you only eat it cooked. And therefore you'd eat it raw, you would make a bracha of shakol niyebidvaro. After you cook it, shalako. After you cook it, therefore the level increases. And then you have a higher level bracha, and you make a bracha of borei pri ha'adama. You would make a bracha of borei pri ha'adama. So the Gemara asks, Bishlama, I understand, kol shetchilaso shakol niyebidvaro, that anything initially you'd make a bracha of shakol niyebidvaro, shalako, if it's cooked you make a borei pri ha'adama. I have a case like that, mishkachasle, what's the case like that? Bikrava, when it comes to kruv, which is cabbage, visilka, what silka, beets, and kra, which is gourds, similar to melons. All of those cases, that then when you cook them, that's going to be, it's going to start a shakol and elevate to borei pri adama. El kol shetchilaso borei pri adama. But anything that starts is borei pri adama, shlako, then you cook it, shakol, hechi mishkachach. Like, what's that case where it goes down in terms of level after it's cooked? So we give two answers. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Mishkachas Le, we have this din, bitume, garlic, vikarse, and leeks. Apparently, cooked leeks take it to the next level, and there's a borei pri adama. When it comes to, and also cooked garlic, that's also a bracha. No, normal people don't eat garlic raw, right? Because it gives you some sort of bad breath, and therefore when you cook it, it takes it to the next level, and there you're going to make a borei pri adama. Okay, the Gemara is going to bring an additional opinion. Darish Rav Nachman Shum Rabbeinu. Rav Nachman said the name of Rabbeinu. Uman, who is Rabbeinu? Shmuel. He says the name of Shmuel. Shlokos, when it comes to cooked vegetables, Mivarch Aleim borei pri adama. You make a bracha of borei pri adama. V'chavarenu hayor de Meretz Yisrael, and the chaver that came from Meretz Yisrael, Umanu, Ula, who is that? Mishmeid of Yochanan Amar, Shlokos, cooked vegetables, Mivarchin Aleihen Shakol Niyebidvaro. He makes a bracha of Shakol Niyebidvaro. So Rav Nachman understood that Shmuel and Rav Yochanan speak about all types of vegetables, and they're not arguing like Rav Chista said earlier. Therefore, there is a machlokas in this halacha. And Rav Nachman adds, Ve'ani Omer, and I say that this machlokas that Shmuel said to Rav Yochanan is a machlokas shnuya, is an old machlokas of the Tanoim. It's an old machlokas of vegetables that we're now going to bring back, which we now bring a machlokas amarayim. What's the machlokas in the Tanoim? The shaila is going to be as to what can one fulfill his obligation of matzah on Pesach. And we're going to say that this machlokas Tanoim is the same machlokas we just learned in the amarayim, in the status of something matzah that's been cooked. Let's see, and then we'll explain. Tisan, you learned in the Toseftim, Pesachim, Perek, Beis. Yotz, and a person fulfills his obligation of matzah of Pesach birakik, with a wafer, thin bread, hasharoi, that has been soaked in water, vibimivushal, and when it comes to cooked matzah, shaloni muach, that was not melted or crushed. Okay? Because that matzah is still called lechem oni. Okay? Even if it's soaked or cooked. That's the opinion of Divrei Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Yossi Omer Yotzin Berakul Kashori. When it comes to a thin wafer that's been soaked, there, that's still called lechem oni. Avalo b'mavushal, but not when it comes to cooked items. Afal pi shaloni muach, even though it's not melted or crushed, because since it's cooked, it's no longer called lechem oni. Okay, it's no longer called lechem. So now Rav Nachman explains that the machloka Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan is dependent upon this machlokas that we just learned between Rav Meir and Rav Yossi. How so? That Shmuel, who says that you make a bracha on the cooked vegetables, bari pri adama, he holds because bishul does not nullify what it was initially. Just like over there, it's still called a pri adama. So too, Rav Meir still says it's still called lechem oni. Okay? But according to Rav Yochanan, who holds that you make a bracha on the cooked vegetables, shehakol nied bidvaro, because he says that the cooking nullifies the taste. Okay? And that's like Rabbi Yossi, who says that the cooking takes this thin wafer from the name lechem, and therefore you can't be Yotzei Zayin, the mitzvah of Pesach, with this thin bread that has been cooked. But then the Gemara says, Velohi, this machlokas Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan is not dependent upon the machlokas Tanoim. How so? And if I were you, when I would chazer, I would make a punnet square with columns showing how Rav Meir and Rav Yossi are the same, and how the other two opinions are the same. How the two opinions that we said later on are the same. But now the Gemara slugs it up. Velohi, that's not true. Dekule Alma, both Tanoim and the Braisa hold Shlokos Mevarchen Alei Bori Pri Adama. We make the bracha Bori Pri Adama when it comes to cooked vegetables. That even though it's cooked, vis-a-vis the bracha, it hasn't changed. The Adkan Loi Kama Rabbi Yossi Hasim, and Rabbi Yossi only says his din in the Braisa that you don't fulfill your requirement with cooked matzah. Elamishum, that in order to fulfill your requirement of mitzvah of matzah, but in a tam matzvah, you need the taste of matzah. But once you cook it, it no longer has the taste. And leka, aval hacha, but vis-a-vis the bracha of cooked vegetables, afilu Rabbi Yossi moda, even Rabbi Yossi will agree that you make a bracha bori pri adama because it's still called a pri. It's still called a fruit, and therefore you make a bracha on the cooked vegetables. Okay, Chevra, it was good to be back and learning with you. Everybody have an amazing, wonderful day. And Amir Tzashem will continue tomorrow.